It was started in my grandfather in 1898 there, of the old R.D. Craswell. He was an ironmonger. And the premises I'm talking about now was in Market Street, which is just a little way up here, where Burton's, as you walk past it. It would be around the 20s. They opened another outlet in Fenton, which is where the cinema was down there. It's now a billiard hall. So they ran the two together. And then my grandfather, of course, went into, with the pottery industry, they needed machines for extracting dust, extracting clay products, etc. And we had another small side to the business. So we'd ran the ironmongery and the metalwork side by side. But we also did quite a bit of engineering, supplied steam pipes, fittings, because a lot of steam on factories then, to collieries and sort of things. We had very good connections in the Black Country, relations where we could buy this stuff, the early part of the war, and he used to sell it at extortionate prices because nobody else could get hold of this stuff. So, and the business obviously developed. We then had another shop in Market Street, which is on the right-hand side. We also had a warehouse, which is where Woolworths is now. There was an entry up there where we stored a lot of stuff. So we sort of spread around the town. But, of course, property wasn't the property that, you know, you wanted. Well, you could not get to, you've got to have what was going sort of thing, because everything was occupied. People wanted all these sort of things. So we never employed a lot of people. I think at the very outside, probably 8 or 10 people. In 1950, my grandfather had a partner named Redford. Now, he was coming up for retirement. My father ran the farm in Cheshire, the farmers as well. So it was decided that my father would move in to the business in 1950. This is why we came to Longton in 1950. And we bought more premises across there for storing more stuff. And we had another workshop, bigger workshop over there for the metalwork side. So obviously things moved on and demand was high for stuff, and they were the good times though. I didn't join the company until 1965. I was after I'd served my apprenticeship at English. So this, where we are now, was some old premises here, and where we are now was the old pub, the Eagle. Well, of course, we bought the property and demolished it all, and of course, we put this extension on, and that opened in 1969. We've on that. I took after my father's death, and a family disagreed, but I won't go into. I took over in 1980. Then two of my sons came into the business, and then the third one, Stephen, the eldest one, he came. But we've got what I call a thriving business, because we supply certain things that other people don't supply, and we deal with a lot of blue chip firms, and it's been hard work, I must admit, to get in with these people, but we look after them and serve them as well as we can, and they stick with. We're very much into pneumatic equipment now, and plastics pipes for industry, all in.